name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. I'd like to open in prayer. I pray, Father God, that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, again, we look at what is God's nature like? What is his power like? And most of all, what does he think of you? You go to Psalm 121 and 2. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Psalm 119, 88 and 90. Revive me according to your loving kindness. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. See, God's word will accomplish what it is sent out to do. Isaiah 55, 11. So shall my word be that go forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Or at the testimony here, I've got a testimony here of God's loving kindness, who is a man who was in distress. He will be free. God will be true to his word. His promises and purposes will be realized. The testimony starts like, 3 years ago, a terrorist fatally shot 49 people at a Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. A man named Lewis was among the survivors, and the event of that evening led him to Jesus Christ. I should have been number 50, he said, going through the old pictures of the night at Pulse. I remember my struggles with perversion, heavy drinking to drown out everything, and promiscuous sex that led to HIV. My struggles were real. The enemy had its grip on me, and now God has taken me from that moment and has given me Christ. God doesn't want us to be doubtful about our everlasting home. Sometimes it's a traumatic experience that awakens us to our need for a Savior. Other times, it's a still small voice of the Holy Spirit that flows into our heart with the sweetness of the season. But however and whatever God speaks to you, there's no better time to awaken to the fresh start by giving your life to Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus today because of him. It's a new and glorious beginning. God loved Lewis even when he didn't love him. God loves you even when you don't love him. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Loved one, no matter how low you are, no matter what your disposition has been, you may be low in your thoughts, words, and actions. You may be selfish. Your heart may be overflowing with corruption and wickedness. Yet Jesus will have compassion upon you. Friend, you do not come to know God through works. You come to know God by faith, by believing through grace. You cannot work your way to heaven, friend. You cannot moralize your way. You cannot reform your way, and you cannot by your way. It comes with a free gift of God through Jesus Christ. This free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. Friend, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church Remember, you are unique. That means that there are things God wants you to do for him that he's not called anyone on earth to do. You have a destiny to fulfill. Isaiah 43:25, God says, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. Friend, God is saying and reminding you that your gracious God repeatedly forgives and forgets sin, not because we deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. So you can speak this out. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am justified. I am free from condemnation. Right, the word today is from scriptures from Isaiah 9:6. Unto us. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. See, when Jesus came to earth in human form, he brought with him everything you need to be empowered to live a life of victory. He comes as a little child, as the Son of God. He represented all authority in heaven and earth. When you choose to serve him, you are no longer a part of his, you are part of his kingdom of the world. You are no longer part of the kingdom of the world. You become part of his kingdom, and you have access to all his resources. You have access to his peace, power and authority, provision, joy and strength. He brought all this for us. Unto us, victory is given. Unto us, peace is given. Unto us, provision is given. Unto us, hope and healing are given. Unto us, eternal life is given. Whatever you need today, remember when Jesus came into the world, he made a way for every one of your needs, and be it spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Take hold of his promises by faith, knowing that he has a plan for you today. And my prayer for you today is, Father in heaven, thank you for sending your son, Jesus, so that they can be free to live an abundant life in you. Fill them with your revelation of your love and all that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. The wisdom key today would have no anxiety. Philippians 4:6 says, have no anxiety about anything. Okay, God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmities and viruses. Psalm 107:19-20. Lord, help. They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces? And Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that go forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. See, friends, the promises of God are certain. He sent his word, and it will heal you and deliver you from your destructive sicknesses and problems. The fire of his word is like a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces. The rock of sickness, disease, viruses, or whatever you need. God's word will accomplish what it's sent out to do. Removing the mountain, whatever the problem, the mountains, whatever the problem is in your life, as we call upon him, he will answer. He will hasten or quicken his word to perform it. Romans 8:11. So the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken or make alive your mortal body. Friend, the Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. The Holy Spirit communicates the love of God and the reality of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I set before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. We go to Mark 1, 40, 42. Then a leper came to him, pleading, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as his hand, soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. I have a testimony here from a doctor in India. It's from the St. Joseph's Hospital. It's about a contagious leper. Is going to catch supernatural Holy Ghost healing. His testimony starts, after the sermon, Stuart put his hands on him and prayed. In a few moments, the leper, who had crippled hands and devoid of any sensation, was able to stretch his fingers as well as have feeling return to them. As a doctor, I would say these miracles are incomprehensible. In the case of a leper, it takes years of treatment to have the disease halted. Certain symptoms will remain, like crippled and shortened fingers or thickened nerves. I don't believe any doctor in the world is able to do these things. I do not have any medical explanation for such happenings. Only God can do this in his love for humanity. Psalm 107, 19, 20, "Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, "and he saved them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death." 1 John 5:18, "Jesus carefully watches over and protects you. Messiah's divine presence within you preserves you against the evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold or get a grip on you or touch you." Romans 8:11, "But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give to your mortal bodies through the spirit who dwells in you." Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel, as I said before. He is the demonstrator of God's word. The Holy Spirit communicates the love of God and the reality of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hand on the part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord. Believe you have received, and you will have. The Holy Spirit will make alive your mortal body. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Pains, emotions, and physical problems, I curse this. I bind and break the power of it. I command the fire of God to burn out every trace of emotional and physical pain. Be healed and made whole by the blood of Jesus. I command shalom. Give them your peace, Lord. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Give them your shalom. Every infirmity, I bind and break the power, and I command it in Jesus Christ's name. Loose them and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven go right through their body. Give them a miracle, Lord. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Heart and blood disorders, in Jesus' name, let the blood live. I break the power of this. Free them, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Be healed and made whole. Kidneys. I curse this kidney condition. At the roots, I curse it. With a bladder or urinary tract or anything. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Be healed in Jesus' name by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And cancers and tumors, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, it dried up from the roots. I curse cancer at the roots. I command them to shrivel and die, be healed and made whole. Every cancer cell in the body, I command you, die. I loose the touch of heaven. Let the fire of God burn out every trace of cancer. I command you to come out of this body in Jesus' name. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven fill them. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated and the shalom, the peace, has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. You are our strength and our song, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, we know that, but can also be progressive as it unfolds over a period of time. But the Bible clearly states, you shall recover, or you shall get well. Most of all, do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible says to fear not. It always distorts the truth and makes us believe things which are not true. Well, to keep your healing, believe you've received and you will have. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Just don't go there. It only hurts you, not the other party. The other party might be wrong, but you've got to forgive him. For your own health's sake, you've got to let it go. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful, friends. And do not listen to doubt and unbelief. And know without question that God wants to heal you. So today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk today with divine confidence that nothing can be greater than living power of God within you. That he's going to heal you and restore you in this day of beginning. The best is yet to be, because the Lord is with you, and no one thing can defeat you. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Shalom.